Hey guys, it's Tiffany from Rise from the Ashes LLC. Sorry it took me a little bit longer to make another episode. No excuses, just running my own business and doing everything by myself. It's fun, but it's time consuming. So I'm going to try to keep up with this as much as I can, especially with these episodes that we're going to go over, because I want to help you guys as much as I can. If you've listened to my other podcast regarding feminine energy, you see how I go into with saying everything is energy. We're all connected, with its own vibrational frequency. And, you know, when you think about your energies, what they're called are chakras. And what you can do is you can think of your chakra system as similar to like your spiritual bloodstream. It's proven with science every day. You know, all living things, humans, animals, plants, trees, we all have a chakra system that's, you know, a living system of energy vortexes. And with your chakras, there's actually 7 major ones that are, you know, in the body, and each one is associated with specific organs and glands, physical functions and dysfunctions, and emotional, mental, and spiritual issues. So when we get in touch with those energies within our chakras, we connect with ourselves more fully and we learn how to heal ourselves on all levels. You know, everything is connected. We are all literally connected. So the power of the chakras to heal yourself, you know, despite the many breakthroughs of modern medicine, you know, something still feels off, even though we can't quite put our finger on it, you know. And what if you learned today that many of the physical symptoms that we experience, you know, mind you, events like a car accident or other direct physical trauma, that, you know, those symptoms could be prevented simply because many of our physical symptoms are expressions of what hasn't been addressed, you know, in the energy body, which is our chakras. Chakras. I swear I can't talk today. So, if one of your chakras becomes blocked, you know, we'll eventually experience emotional distress, physical pains, or, you know, even diseases. So there's 7 basic chakras. Like I said, you have your root, your sacral plexus, your solar plexus, your heart, your throat, your third eye, and your crown. Now, your crown, your third eye, and your throat, those are all into your spiritual, with those types of energies. Now, your solar plexus, your sacral, and your root chakras, those mainly have to do with your physical. And those are the 3 that I'm going to touch on. Your heart chakra, basically, it connects, you know, all 7 together. That's the center. Your heart chakra is the center of your body, and it connects your spiritual with your physical. So what I want to help you guys with is your root chakra, and the method that I give you really does work, and I'm proof that it works. Your root chakra, that basically has to do with, you know, your family and, you know, your survival, if you feel safe, and your actual being. This color is red, and, when it's out of alignment, you know, there's an inability to trust nature. So in our early childhood, I know, if you've experienced anything like me, you know, I had many trust issues. I didn't trust anybody. I felt insecure. I did not feel safe because I was not raised in a safe environment. So what caused a lot of my issues, which I've healed, were due to that being blocked. And that's why, you know, I had a lot of lower back pain. And, you know, the physical dysfunctions that are associated with your root chakra are lower back pain, scatia, Velcro's veins, rectal tumors, cancer, hemorrhoids, constipation, degenerative arthritis, knee problems, depression, immune-related disorders, and weight problems. Those are the physical dysfunctions if your root chakra is out of line. Now, your mental is, you know, your physical family and your group safety and security. So your ability to provide, you know, life's necessities, or, you know, the ability to stand up for yourself. So if you have low self-esteem, or if your confidence is low, you know, if you're attracting those narcissists that I had, said, you know, those are directly in line with your, you know, your root chakra. You know, you could have any type of guilt, you could have fear of being alive or any type of fears at all, you know, and some of these could be subconscious, some things that you may have suppressed or, you know, may not even realize that you have. And, you know, the physical body parts, you know, is the base of the spine, your legs, your bones, your feet, your immune system, your large intestine, and even your teeth. So I've come up with a meditation, and like I said, this literally helps me. And for those that don't know, all meditation is just clearing your head. You know, we have probably over 7,000 thoughts a day, literally over 7,000 thoughts a day. Some of them we don't even realize that we're having. And what meditation does is it just clears your mind. It gets you out of your head, puts you in the present moment. And that's something that I'm going to stress all the time is, you know, to stay in the present moment because So your brain only knows two times. It can only know the past. It can only know the future. And that's where you get depression and you get anxiety. Depression is you living in the past, and anxiety is you stressing over what hasn't even happened yet. You know, you're stressing over what's going to happen the next day, or, you know, you're coming up with all these scenarios so that way you're prepared, which is actually not good. And trust me, I was the same exact way. I was the type of person that, you know, I would prepare myself for every single outcome just so I wouldn't be surprised or I was prepared for it. And that's just how I, you know, my survival instincts, I was always in defensive mode. I was always in survival mode. And, you know, my guard was always up. And that's probably why, you know, I had so many back problems. I'm so tense all the time because I'm prepared for literally everything. That and having three kids didn't help much either, you know. But, you know, I had so many back problems in my lower back that, you know, I would have to go and get a massage once a month. And those didn't even really help. Sitting down at work didn't help. But I can tell you it had nothing to do with that. It was because my root chakra was blocked. And what I did is, you know, I did this meditation for literally maybe 10 or 15 minutes. And let me tell you, it works. So the crystal that I use, because there's several crystals that are associated with your root chakra. Now, crystals are, you know, minerals from the earth. They're, you know, they are to help. And they're, you know, they come from the earth. Our earth, if you didn't know, our earth is designed to heal you. You know, that's what it's designed for. And, you know, if we can't take care of it, that's why there's so many diseases. That's why people are getting sick. But, you know, holistically, our earth is literally designed to heal. It is a healing force. The crystals that you can use for these, I use crystals. I can also give you, if you like, essential oils, you know, or you can do it without any crystals or oils with the same meditation. So the crystals that you can use for your root chakras are ruby, garnet, black tourmaline, bloodstone, hematite, obsidian, onyx, red jasper, lotus stone, smoky quartz, or fire agate. Now, what I used was obsidian. It's a black, stone crystal that I had used. And what you want to do with this meditation is, you know, you want to put the crystal, I put it in my left hand. Now, if you've listened to my feminine energy, your left side is your receiving side. It's your feminine side. Your right side is your giving and your masculine. So anytime that you want to receive healing, you want to make sure that whatever you're using, whether it's crystals or oils or whatever, that you're putting it in your left hand. So that way your body is able to receive that type of healing. And what I did was, you know, I use music to drown everything out. And, you know, there's several different hertzes that you can use. I believe the root is 526. So if you, you know, want to listen to that frequency, that's associated with your root chakra. Anything that's got a 526 hertz frequency, use that. And what you want to do when you're meditating is you want to picture a beam of red light. Now, it has to match the color of the chakra. Now, when you're picturing this, picture a beam of red light going directly into your back, you know, and that is your root chakra. Now, it's going to be your lower back where your pelvis is. And just imagine that beam going straight into that. And that's all you want to keep picturing over and over and over is this beam coming. Now, like I said, we're all connected and we're drawing this energy from the earth. The earth also has energies. The earth is healing. So you want to make sure that you're drawing it from the earth in a red beam into your back. And what it will happen, because this happened to me, and this is how you'll know that it's working, is my lower back started to get hot. Like I could literally feel my back getting hot. Now, it wasn't to the point where it felt like I was on fire, but, you know, it got that warm, hot sensation, kind of like when you put icy hot on, you know, a sore muscle or something like that, you know, or Dragon Balm or Tiger Balm, you know, whatever. But that's what it feels like. And that is you drawing in that energy. And what that's going to do is that's going to start helping. Now, it also could be from childhood traumas, you know, with your root chakra. So do some affirmations. Start, you know, what helped me was when I heard, I watched a video by Marissa Peer. She's amazing. I found her on Mind Valley. If you don't know what Mind Valley is, check them out too. I know they do their memberships for like only $50 a month and you get all kinds of, you know, quests and classes and shit like that. And I'm telling you, it is amazing. Seriously, check it out. And no, I'm not getting paid, you know, to shout them out. I've came across them and, you know, they've got the best people. I'm actually doing a quest right now with several different people. I forget, but the one that I think is Walsh. He wrote the book Conversations with God, and you know, this quest is amazing. Seriously, but you know, check some of these things out. But back to Marissa Peer. See, here I go, get bouncing all the walls all over again. So Marissa Peer is a hypnotherapist and she's amazing. And the video that really got me with her was, you know, we grow up sometimes thinking that we're not enough. And it could be that, you know, we're trying to prove ourselves to our parents or to a loved one or just fighting to be heard. Or, you know, maybe we, you know, we're just looked over at some point and, you know, we just felt like we weren't enough. Like, you know, we were always looking for that approval. You know, how kids, you know, you want your parents to be proud of you, you know, so you're constantly, if you're not getting that from your parents, you're constantly, you know, striving for that. And that, you know, stays with us into adulthood. You know, you've got millionaires who've got tons of money. So it has nothing to do with money that are still miserable. They fucking hate their lives. And it's because they, you know, they feel like they're not enough. So what Marissa did, and this was the first step of my healing, is just say to yourself, say it out loud to yourself every day. If you have to put it on your phone, put a sticky note, whatever is what she recommends, have a timer on your phone, you know, just for you to say it. And it doesn't matter if you believe it or not, just say it. I am enough. And that's it. Those three fucking words. I am enough. And after so long, after, you know, 30 days, your whole fucking life is going to change. Seriously, just by those three little fucking words, I am enough. Because you know what? You are enough. But you have to, you know, you have to put the intention and you have to say that to yourself. So like I said, I'm not going to make this too long. I'm going to do these in small little segments, you know, for these type of chakra healings. And these are just small little tidbits. And these are little things that I go over with my coaching. I even have a package for, you know, chakra clearing. So, you know, check that out on my website. Schedule a free session with me. It's free for the first, you know, for the first session. It's a clarity session just to see if we'll mesh together. Because not everybody can get my personality. You know, as you can see, I still cuss like a fucking sailor. Don't care. That's me. but you know, I know, you know, you guys are, you know, I don't know, but like I said, I'm just a very blunt person, you know, and I'm very authentic. What you see is what you get. There's no masks, you know, and I'm going to be with you step by step through your journey. I'm going to be your cheerleader. I'm going to be, you know, the person that you want to cuss at because I'm pushing you. And, but you know what? And it's, if you want to go through the entire transformation package of, you know, I believe I did it for 12 weeks. If you want to go through that whole experience, let me tell you, it's going to be a hard road. I'm not going to lie. It is going to be fucking painful and it's going to be hard. But the end result is fucking worth it. Because let me tell you, I'm 38. It took me 38 years and I'm living my best life. And I'm manifesting. Like I said, I'm a motherfucking manifester. And everything is energy. What we put out into the world, you know, the universe will provide. But you have to be in the right mindset and you have to go within yourself. You know, that's the first step. So the root chakra. Picture that beam of light, red light, and it has to be a red light because that's the color of the root chakra. Picture the red beam going into that root chakra. Again, it's in, you know, your back of the pelvis. And, you know, once you start feeling it warming up, you know, you'll know that it's taking effect, but you have to picture it in your mind. Now, when you're meditating, all you're doing is just listening to your breathing, just, you know, calming your mind and breathing in and out and listening. Focus on your breathing. That's all it is. And what that does is it puts you in the present moment. You're not thinking about, you know, what's going to be cooking for dinner. You're not worrying about what bills need to be paid. You're not worried about if the kids need to go to school or, you know, whatever. Or you're not living in the past because, you know, you haven't healed anything and you keep fucking reminiscing about it and you keep fucking thinking about it, or somebody just broke up with you and you keep thinking about him. Fuck him, you know? But it puts you in the present moment. And just breathe. Picture that red beam going into your back. Like I said, I use the crystal obsidian. Put it in your left hand. You can use any one of those crystals that I named. Put in your left hand, that's your feminine side, that's your receiving side, that you're receiving the energy from from the earth. And the next episode, instead of me waiting, you know, 2-3 weeks, and when I start slagging, don't be scared to call me out. I'm not going to get offended. Seriously, shoot me a message. There's a contact form on my website, www.risefromtheashes.com. Send me a fucking message. Be like, hey, bitch, where's my next fucking episode? You know, you ain't gonna hurt my feelings. I'm like, oh, okay, my bad, shit. But, you know, hopefully this helps. And like I said, if you have any questions, shoot me a message on my website. You can find me on Facebook, Rise from the Ashes LLC. And next time we will go over the next chakra up. So you guys, you know, stay beautiful, stay woke. I love you all. Later. Hey guys, just to piggyback off my last one, I'd already published it and didn't feel like going back and changing it, so I'm just creating another episode to piggyback off the root chakra. So, I realized I forgot to mention about the essential oils. So, the essential oils that you can use with your root chakra are myrrh, vivitor, sandalwood, shit, I don't even know how to spell this or say this, patchouli. Hope I said that right. Please don't shoot me if I didn't. And because I don't use oils. And spikenard, spikenard. I'll put them in the description. That way they're spelled out. Also, I gave you the wrong frequency as far as the hertz whenever you want to listen to any type of meditation music. For your root chakra, it's actually 396. Again, I'll put that in the description as well. So you have that that you can look at. And I'll even go over I'll put in the crystals that you can use in this description as well. Again, if you have any questions or want, you know, to schedule a free clarity call with me, please feel free. Like I said, it's free and you get 30 minutes, you know, fuck it. What do you have else to do? We're in fucking COVID, you know, call, and even if you just want to say hi, schedule an appointment for 30 minutes, just say, what's up, bitch? You know, how you doing? I don't give a shit. So yeah, I'll put those in the descriptions, and you know, do you, babe. Love yourself. Stay woke. Later.